If you are getting coffee out there, come join us. We would love to have you join us for our congregational meeting. Well, let's get started with prayer, shall we? Best way to start any meeting. Holy One, this is your church, and we are here because we want to know you more. Everything we do in our meetings, in our conversations, in the way that we look at our finances, in the way that we look at the ministries of the church, we are yours, and we want to be attentive to what it is that you are doing here so that we can follow where you are at work and join you. May we honor you today in this meeting. May we honor you today as we look at the reports and as we think about the future of your church. We know that you are on the move, and we thank you for that. Help us to pay attention. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Well, clerk, I want to make sure we have a quorum. Do we have a quorum present? We have a quorum present. Wonderful. Well, there's the meeting agenda. If we can review the meeting agenda, and if there is anything that needs to be added to the agenda, would love to ask that question. Reviewing the agenda, is there anything that needs to be added? Seeing none, we will move forward. Now we're going to move into our time of reviewing the 2023 annual reports. So they have been submitted by the session to the congregation. So is there a motion to receive the reports? Oh, we've got lots of so moved. Okay. So do we have a moved and a second? Okay, great. Are we ready to vote? Ready to vote. Okay. The motion is to receive the annual reports for 2023. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All not in favor, say nay. All right. We have approved the 2023 annual reports. Thank you very much. All right. Now I would like to invite the stewardship elder forward to give the stewardship review. Come on forward, Dana. Do you need a microphone? Oh, good.
I know most of the time I get up here and talk to you guys, you're cringing because I'm talking about money and it's nobody's favorite subject. But the slide that's up, and it might be kind of small, last year for 2023, we budgeted our income of $207,570. And our expenses were budgeted at $221,069. That means we were spending almost $13,500 more than we were taking in. And we had a motion that passed at the annual congregational meeting to approve that budget, because when we have a deficit, we have to have congregation approval to move forward. But when you look at the actual, I'm not ready for the slide to go. Go back. Thank you. Our actual income was $260,000. We only budgeted $207,000. So that's $52,000 more than we budgeted. Our expenses were more than we budgeted by $3,500. But God in his grace and his mercy gave us that surplus. So we ended the year positive. Yay! We haven't done that for a while, you guys. Okay, Sue, now we can change. So what we have for pledges this year, 31 family units pledged $160,140 for the year. We have some people who don't choose to actually put in a formal pledge, but they regularly give, and Cindy Thomas is the whiz at figuring out what that estimated giving will be, which was an additional $16,900. So we are projecting that our pledge income for 2024 is $177,040. That's really cool. Okay, we can go on to the next one now. So when we take that amount and we add in our building use income of $62,000, and, you know, interest these days isn't very much. We're really lucky if we get $70 in the year. But our total income is going to end up $239,270. We anticipate our expenses are going to be $209,000. $178, which means we're going to have a surplus, yeah, say that three times fast, of $30,000. This is like, yeah, give us all a hand. We have not passed a balanced budget. I think it's been about 10 years. So go God. You guys are great. So that was it. If anybody has any questions, speak now or give me money. That's
thank
all
you.
I got.
Thank you. Thank you. Shioni from nominating. Want to come forward? Thank you.
I'm glad to have these lists up here. So for 2024 nominating committee, these are the folks that will be proposing replacement folks for those that are ending their terms as deacons or elders this year. So these would be the folks that would be coming on next year. And our nominating committee, these folks have agreed to be on the nominating committee. With me, Sandy McFerrin is co-chair. Deacon representatives is Keith Upton and Tammy McVean. And then members at large, Elaine Baker and Chris Wesley. And any other proposals or nominations from the floor? So I think I need to ask for a motion to elect this slate of officers or slate of this committee. Is it okay?
Second.
Okay. And all in favor? Pro?
Aye.
Aye. And any opposed?
All right, and now we have to close the congregational meeting. Sorry, it's a little echoey. And open our annual corporate meeting. So I want to invite the clerk to come forward. Do we need to make a motion to close the meeting? Or is this, okay, we're just closing the meeting and opening the corporate meeting. And clerk, can you please come forward to elect the trustee and corporate officers? Yes, I can open the meeting with prayer. God, thank you for the quick and amazing work that all of these volunteers are doing to be your church. We thank you that we have been able to conclude and that we can celebrate a budget that is not in deficit, that we have willing people who are joyful to serve and offer their gifts and talents to benefit your church. And so now, Lord, we open this time for your corporate meeting, where we are again embodying being your church. We love you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
So we are a corporation, and so we have corporate officers that actually preside over that corporation. We're a 501c3 type corporation, and we have to file with the state of Oregon. And so every year we have to elect trustees for these corporate officers. And about the only thing they do is they just have their name on corporate papers, such as our bank accounts. So their names are there, and plus also on the nonprofit corporation filing that we do. What we've done is allowed to have the same trustees so that we don't have to keep changing those names at the bank. So that being said, the proposed trustees for this next year are myself, Gary, Steve Deaver, and Dana Gale. Need to call to see if there's anybody else that wants to nominate anybody as a trustee.
Okay. Seeing none, keep moving forward. Thank you.
So since it's just a ballot, we can ask for just a unanimous vote to accept these nominees as the trustees for this next year. Any opposed? Okay. So now the church treasurer, Cindy Thomas, has been the church treasurer. She's the one that takes in all the donations and records all of that. Actually, she's not a corporation officer, so we could have done this in the previous meeting, but we can do it here. And so Session has, again, put forth Cindy Thomas. She's agreed to be the treasurer for this next year. And so,
do we have a vote to approve Cindy Thomas
the treasurer for this next year?
Yes.
Any opposed? All right, Cindy Thomas is the new treasurer for this next year. Where is the treasurer for this next year? Wonderful. All right, I want to point out too, that concludes all of the business that we have for this meeting, which that was faster than 30 minutes, my goodness. Before we close in prayer, though, I do want to thank all those who contributed to this, and I hope that you all take some time to read through this. If anything, it is a celebration of what God's done in the life of this church this year. I think just even the very fact that we didn't have to approve the budget because we aren't in a deficit, that's great news and worthy of celebrating, so let's not miss the opportunity to celebrate that God is faithful no matter what, and we know that God is good no matter what, but we celebrate when we experience something like what we experienced this past year. That's really good news. And all of the work that's gone into this and then Nancy compiling all of this work is a really big deal. So thank you to all who contributed to this. Please don't just put it on a shelf and put it away. Take some time to read it because a lot of people have put a lot of work into this. So I think that concludes any items that we have for this meeting. So I'm going to close us in prayer. Let's pray together. God, we are so grateful that you've taken care of this church in so many ways, more ways than we could ever even acknowledge or realize. So we thank you for the good news that came out of today's meeting. We thank you for those who have been nominated and will continue to carry out your leadership in your church. Yet again, we remember this is your church. It is not our church. And so we are following where you are leading. We are so grateful that you are on the move. It's in your name we pray. Amen. The meeting is now adjourned.